Rabbi, this is Parsha. We have Parshas Noach. Parshas Noach, as we know, it's a packed Parsha, a lot of action, a lot going on. I like to focus on one pasuk today from Parshas Noach, which I think, if we think about it and the message that it brings with it, it can leave us with a very, very important life message and life lesson that we can take from the Parsha. We know in Perek Zayin, Hashem tells Noach, come to the Teva. Perek Zayin Pasagal. V'yomer Hashem the Noach, bo ata. The whole base chala Teva, come you and your entire family to the Teva. Ki oschara isi tzadik l'vanai v'dar hazeh. That's not my pasuk. I'm sorry, I didn't count. Come to the Teva because you are a tzadik. Come bring your whole family. Listen carefully. Mikol ha-be'ema Torah. From all the Torah animals, take for yourself how many?
Seven.
Seven ish v'yishto. Says the Torah. Listen carefully. Umina be'ema asher. What's the next word? What should it say? Not tahor, but it should say. Umina be'ema says the Torah asher lo tahorahi. From the animals that are not tahor, shnayim ish v'yishto. Okay. This is perplexing. And if it only did one time, you'd say, okay. One slip. If you look ahead in the psukim a little bit further. Torah does this again. When it tells Noach which animals to bring, it says again, "Abeima tahora, umina abeima pasuches, umina abeima asher, inera tahora." This is very perplexing. Why did the Torah not just say "umina abeima tahora"? And Menachem, what else? "Umina abeima tameya." Say tahor and tamei. After all, that's what it is. There are kosher animals and not kosher animals. Why did the Torah switch and say "umina abeima asher inera tahora"? So this actually causes the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Gimel to be bothered, and the Gemara there says in Pesachim as follows: Rabbi Shimon Levi says, "La'olam al yotzi adam davar meguna mipiv." A person should never speak in a way that is meguna, that's yachi, that's not clean, if you will, or not as not perfectly clean from his mouth. Why? Shrei akam akasuv. Shmona Osios, the Torah wrote extra letters. Didn't have to write. It could have just written Asher Timea. Velahotzi Dav Meguna Mipiv. As it says in our parasha, Min Abeima Torah, Umin Abeima Asher Inena Tehorah. Chazal teaches us, the Torah is telling us a message over here, that when the Torah writes Asher Lo Tehorah, it's coming to tell us that we should speak in a very, very clean way. There's an obvious question in this Gemara, Rosa. What's the obvious question?
How's that teach?
What about the rest of the
Torah? Oh! Oh! Ask Menachem, how many times, you probably could take out your phones, not now, Chas V'Shalom, but you could probably take out your phones, and in 2 minutes search on your search engines, or certainly on a computer, certainly on a Barilan CD, you could search in a second. How many times does the Torah say the word Tameh? And the answer is, if I had to guess, I would say probably, certainly in the hundreds. Over 100 times. Tameh? The whole Vayikra. V'tameh adar, v'tayer, tameh, 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 tameh. And now, all of a sudden, Torah is like concerned. Not, I can't say the word tameh. That's a very good question. Which bothers many of the Mefarshim. Rashi and the Gemara and Pesachim is bothered this question. Rashi says, you know what? One time, it changed from tameh to tar. And that's megala. That reflects the rest of the time. The Torah also really wanted to write, not tar. But instead, it wrote Tame, but this one time was the one time the Torah changed to teach us this lesson. Other Rishonim take different approaches, but what was bothering me still about this was the following. Why Dafka here? Why is the Torah concerned, specifically over here, in Parashas Noach, and the story of the Teva, why is the Torah so concerned over here to write, Min HaBehema Tehora, Umin HaBehema Asher Nena Tehora? Perhaps we could suggest the following simple idea. What happened in the sixth parasha? What happened was, the Torah describes at the beginning of the parasha, it was a disaster. Ki hishchis kol basar es darko al haaretz. What does that mean? Absolute, total corruption. Darko means every creation that God created has a way, has a path, has a mission. Everything was messed up. Everything was corrupt. Chazal teaches the animals were intermating. Everything was totally, everyone was stealing from everybody else. The entire land was full of chamas, corruption, thievery, stealing. The whole world that was supposed to be a straight place, an upright place, had become a total corrupt dungeon. A total corrupt disaster area. What happens now? Hashem says, we gotta start all over again. We have to build the world anew. So Hashem says, Noach, you and your family, those are the tzaddikim, and the animals, the tohorim, bring the tohorim. But you know what? Now we're describing even the animals that are not tohor, the animals that are tameh. We don't even say tameh now. We want to build up so clean, so refined from the outset, from the beginning. And when we talk about these animals that are not tohor, we say, habehima asher nena tohorah. Because you're right, they're tameh. And the Torah is going to go back to talking about them tameh the rest of their existence. The Torah is full of the word tameh 1,000 times maybe in the Torah. But now we're starting all over again. Now we're starting fresh. We're starting a whole new world. That new world, I will say, has to be pristine. Has to be clean. Has to be untainted. Has to be habehima asher nena tohorah. This, fellas, I think is a very, very powerful lesson that we should think about in our lives. If the Torah was concerned about talking about animals, about a dog is not a kosher animal. The Torah wouldn't even call a dog a behema tameya, because it's not nice. Well, how about sometimes some of the things that come out of our mouths? Sometimes we both say the things that we say, the things that we talk about, the way we describe certain things might be sometimes, chas v'shalom, maybe in the category of asher lo tehora. May not be the most pure way we could say something. The most pristine way. I'll give you a mashal. I spoke about a dog. The Chazon Ish. He was a great, great tzaddik. Lived in the previous generation, 2 generations ago. Chazon Ish wouldn't say the word kelev. He wouldn't say dog. He spoke in Hebrew, he wouldn't say dog. He would say, there's a kaf lamed bez b'chatzer. That spells dog, kelev. Why? It's a tummy animal. That's a chaznish. I'm not suggesting that we stop talking about dogs and say dogs aren't dogs. Dogs are dogs. We're not on the level of chaznish, so we can't call a dog a dog. But chaznish was so refined in his speech, and you wouldn't even call a kelev because it's a behema tameya. So let's not talk about such high madrigas. What can we talk about? I'll give you a simple mashal. I'm playing a game of basketball. I have an open layup, fast break. There's no one on the same side of the court as me. I'm already past the foul line by my basket that I'm shooting into. And everybody else is just, you know, like, there's no way. I'm in the home. I could dunk it if I could dunk. If I wasn't 5'7", I could dunk it. I could wait and I could wave to my mother before I shoot this basket. And I'm going up. And I'm taking my time. I come and I miss the layup. And everyone's laughing from the other side. Ah, no one there. You missed the layup. Pathetic. Now, what's the first thing that comes out of my mouth? It's probably not Baruch Hashem. It's probably not Gamza Latova. I'm standing right in front of our Kodesh now. I don't want to say what it might be by some people, Chas V'Shalom. But that's something which a person can work on himself and refine the way he talks, that it's not possible. It's not coming out. It will not come out of my mouth. I will not say such a word. It's not happening. One of my Rebbeim, Shlita, Rabbi Kamenetsky, have a few DRS boys in the room. I heard this from him. You probably heard it from him also. But this is one of the beautiful things I heard from him. The Gemara says in Maseches Eruvin that a person's judged in 3 areas. Bekiso, with his pocket, how generous he is. Bekoso, how he handles his alcohol. What happens when some alcohol goes inside of his system? How does he react? Does he act like a wild animal, like a mensch? And the third is Picasso and his anger. How does he act when someone gets him angry, upset? That's what the Gemara says. Those are the 3. Rabbi Kamenetsky Shlita said there's a 4th cuff. Kiso, Koso, Kaso, and Kaduro. the way he plays ball. A person can be judged by the way he plays ball. He plays ball like a mensch in a refined way. He's a special kind of person. He plays ball and he starts talking like, unfortunately, sometimes we hear certain things like that. Rahman al-Islam, that's a big danger. Right after the Mabul, fellas, Pasuk says, Hashem has to say to Noach, leave the Teva, and not only that, but bring the animals out of the Teva with you. All the animals, kol ha-chayo asher itach, haitze itach, take out with you. Why? Is there a special commandment needed to take the animals out of the Teva? Says Rashi, and I quote, emor lahem sheyitzu, hotzei, im einam rotzim latzeis, hotzeim atah. If they don't want to leave the Teva, take them out yourself. Which stupid animal, excuse me, would not want to leave the Teva? They're living in a Teva. There's an elephant in the Teva. Where's the elephant going to go in the Teva? Why would the animal not want to leave the Teva? Why have to force the animals? If they don't want to leave, take them out. So I saw a beautiful pshat. The pshat is, you know what this is? A new world that Noah created. In the world of the Teva, everything was so beautiful. Everything was so refined. There weren't even behemoth tenaos in the Teva. There were behemoth asher yana tahora. The whole world started anew, and it was such a beautiful world, such a refined world, that those animals, even the animals, were mushba, were influenced the Tov. What a gorgeous world, I don't want to leave. Like that song that Mordechai Ben David sings, Neshamala. Come with me, little Neshamala. I don't want to leave. Who wants to leave paradise? Teva was paradise. No, it was paradise. Because after all that corruption, after all the kiyishchis kol basar zakol haaretz, it began with a total clean, beautiful situation. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Bring the behemoths, but the behemoths that are tame, the tar behemoths, and the behemoths that are not tar, be refined, be clean, talk in a clean way, act in a clean way. When we do that, not only is our immediate world elevated, but the entire world around us elevated. So much so, even the animals have to be encouraged, prodded to leave the Teva, because who wants to leave a world of such bliss?" Abosai, this is a message for our lives. Refinement, and to refine ourselves, and particularly the way we speak, the way we talk, is a lifelong challenge, a lifelong task. But it's a task, I think, that if we devote time to, and try to invest in a task, we will not regret one bit, just the opposite. We will be enriched, our families will be enriched, our friends will be enriched, and certainly the entire world will be enriched as well. Have a great Shabbos.